Para hacer el máster en inglés profesional, llámanos 911-335833. Conoce tu nivel 911-335833.
You're listening to the right radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
English with Richard Brown.
Welcome to the Monday edition of English English with me, Richard Brown. That's right, this is the show where we tear words apart. Are you feeling lively? Are you feeling energetic? Are you feeling full of energy? Are you feeling full of beans? Are you raring to go? Are you full of it? I hope so, because today we're going to look at the word drop. Let's go. Okay, right, we're going to have fun today. We're going to look at the word drop as a noun. Let's start with how we use it as a noun. It has quite a few meanings. The main ones being gota. We can talk about a drop of any liquid. For example, oh, I just felt a drop of rain. Yeah, una gota de lluvia, una gotita. A drop, a little drop of rain. Yeah, I can feel some rain drops. Well, when we rain, when we cry, if you like, we also produce tears. Yeah, we produce teardrops. drops, if you like. You can call them tears, lagrimas, or tear drops. And when you've got itchy eyes, which I have right now because of the conifer pollen, because I'm allergic to what are they called? Arizonicas. Yeah, I don't know what they're called in English. We just call them conifers, I think. So I sometimes need some eye drops, which is a wonderful word in Spanish. You call it colirio. Isn't that cool? Colirio. Yeah, eye drops. Yeah, and you administer eye drops into the corner of your eye. Yeah, you just maybe allow two or three drops to fall into your eye in order to alleviate the itching, to make it feel a bit better. A drop can also be, of course, a sweet as in a candy, a special kind of sweet, usually for medicinal or pseudo medicinal purposes, such as cough drops or those lemon drops you get, which are pastillas para la tos. Yeah, a cough drop. Don't forget, cough is written COUGH, but we pronounce it cough, right? A cough drop. So the first meaning then is gota, then we have pastilla. A drop can also be un desnivel. Yeah, the land, there can be a drop in the land. And in is the preposition par excellence that we use with the word drop, as we shall see in about a minute's time. But let's just come back to this idea of desnivel. When we talk about a sheer drop, we're talking about a precipice. Un precipicio. Nearly said that wrong. No, a sheer drop. Un precipicio. Right? A precipice. So that, for example, on the south side of the mountain slopes up very gently. And then, on the north side, when you get to the top, there is a sheer drop. And the mountainside falls away about 1,000 metres, for example. You see that quite often on the north face of mountains. Yeah, there's a sheer drop. Don't go near the edge. Don't go near the edge. There's a sheer drop. You know when you're walking along a cliff path? What's a cliff? A cliff is un acantilado. Yeah? For example, the famous White Cliffs of Dover, which for English people is kind of symbolic of home, of homeliness, of our nation, of England, because the White Cliffs of Dover are the first thing we see when we cross the English Channel, o sea, el Canal de la Mancha. We call it the English Channel, of course. Sí, para nosotros el Canal Inglés, right? So when we cross the English Channel from the coast of France, the north coast of France, at the closest crossing point, where the distance is the shortest, so between Calais and Dover. When we do that, when we're coming in by ship, we come in by ferry, we come in by boat, the first thing we see on the horizon, sometimes emerging from out of the mist, out of the sea mists, are the White Cliffs of Dover. So a cliff is un acantilado. Now, when you're walking along a cliff path, o sea, un sendero encima de un acantilado, you have to be careful not to go too near the edge, because of course, being a cliff, there's always a sheer drop. Yeah, sheer just means very, 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 well, basically vertical, a sheer drop, right? A precipice. So don't go near the edge. There is a sheer drop. Now, a drop can also be una caída. We can talk about a drop when we're talking about temperatures, for example. If it suddenly becomes very cold, if there's a change, and there's a new weather front coming in and it becomes very cold, we can talk about a drop in, y ahí tenemos la preposición clave para la clase de hoy, y para la palabra de hoy, drop, la preposición in. Yeah, there will be a drop in temperature. Yeah, there was a significant drop in temperature. There was a big drop in temperature, or in the temperatures, if you like, which means it suddenly became very cold. Now, similarly, del mismo modo, similarly, we can talk about a drop in sales, for example. This is particularly useful for people who work in sales departments or who work in companies in general when talking about how sales are going. ¿Cómo van las ventas? Aquí no decimos the sales. Estamos hablando en general, con lo cual no usamos el artículo the. We talk about sales. So when we're talking about how sales are performing, how sales are going, and there's a sudden change, a downward change, there's a downward trend, so we're selling a lot less this month than we were selling last month, then we can talk about a drop in temperatures. In temperatures? In sales, perdón. Yeah, in sales. Right, if you talk about a drop in temperatures in a sales meeting, people will maybe get the remote control and try and change the air conditioning. Sorry, we're talking about sales. So there will be a drop in sales. There was a drop in sales. There has been a dramatic drop in sales this month. And how can we justify that drop in sales? Well, we can't justify it, but we can perhaps attribute it to the very high temperatures we've been having outside. So, for example, if your business is selling fur coats or any type of coat, winter coats, and it's a particularly mild winter, like it's being this winter, yeah, the temperatures are very, very high for this time of year, and they have been for basically the whole winter. Well, people who sell and companies who sell coats, abrigos, are not going to be selling as many as they want to be. So that for them, there will inevitably be a drop in sales due to the unusually high temperatures. So a drop in sales or a drop in temperature. We can also talk about a drop in performance. If you're talking about a football team, yeah, there's been a considerable drop in performance for the team. They're not playing as well as they should be. Now, we have a couple of compound nouns as well related to the word drop. There are other meanings as well, but we don't have time to cover everything. An interesting one is a dropout. A dropout is the word used to describe someone who basically abandons their studies at a very early age. We usually talk about a school dropout. You can talk about a university dropout, someone who leaves university before getting their degree, su carrera universitaria. No decimos career, it's degree. So if you leave university before completing your degree, you are a university dropout. But in general, we talk about people when we use the word dropout, we're talking about people who don't finish their high school or secondary school studies. They leave school before getting any official qualifications. A dropout, I believe a famous, very well-known dropout or a school dropout is Sir Richard Branson. My namesake, yeah, mi tocayo, my namesake. Richard Branson, or Sir Richard Branson, who was, of course, and is still the founder of the Virgin Group, you know, like Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Airlines. They used to have Virgin Records. They used to have a massive record store in London, yeah, Virgin Records. Virgin Airlines, of course, you still see nowadays. I saw one of them the other day at the airport. Yeah. He was a dropout. He didn't qualify at school. He left school before attaining any qualifications. Nevertheless, he had a brilliant mind and was and has been one of the most successful entrepreneurs in recent times. So you don't necessarily need to finish school to have a very successful career. Bien. What else? A drop-off point. A drop-off point is where you arrange, it's a place, un lugar, where you arrange to drop someone off or drop something, some merchandise, a delivery, una entrega, where you agree to deliver that person or that merchandise. Es un lugar de entrega, a drop-off point. If you like rugby, you'll need to know what a drop kick is. A drop kick is, I don't, do you call, Nacho, se dice una patada de bote pronto in el rugby? O se dice hacer un drop kick, tal cual?
No lo sé, no estoy muy puesto en rugby.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we use the English word, but it, basically what it means is before you kick the ball, you let the ball bounce on the ground. It bounces back up and you kick it as it comes back up. It's called a drop kick. Right? I think it's one of the only ways you can score points, in the middle of open play by kicking. Right? Otherwise, you can't just kick it straight, I believe, at goal in open play. Anyway, that's a drop kick. When you're going on websites, yeah, and you look for the menu of a web page, you will probably get a drop down menu. Que sería un menú desplegable. That's easy to say, isn't it? Desplegable. Yeah, a drop down menu, as we say in English. Okay, an adjective. A really important adjective is drop dead. Drop dead gorgeous. Now, when someone drops dead, it means they die. Like, de repente. Alguien está andando por la calle, de repente, se muere. Yeah, they drop dead. Yeah, he was just walking along the street and he suddenly dropped dead. Murió en el acto. Yeah, así de repente. Cayó como fulminado. Probably because of a heart attack or something like that. Right? He dropped dead. Ahí tenemos el pasado, por cierto, del verbo. To drop, dropped, dropped. No decimos dropped. Right? It's regular, but we don't pronounce the ED. Yeah, he dropped dead. Murió de repente. Cayó fulminado. Murió fulminado. Okay? He dropped dead. Now, if someone is drop dead gorgeous, it means they are unbelievably attractive. Right? And you can use it for guys, and you can use it for girls. Right? She was drop dead gorgeous. Or, I saw this guy and he was drop dead gorgeous. Right? So we can use it for both. Ladies and gentlemen. And it means just... alguien que es... super, super, super atractiva. De una belleza que paraliza. Right? They're drop dead gorgeous. And just one related word. When you drop something, you allow it to fall. It falls. Cae. So we have a rather... It's an annoying thing, so you need to know it, because it'll affect you if you have a car, and that is droppings. Yeah, droppings are it's basically bird poo, right? So, yeah, if you park your car under a tree where lots of birds nest, then in the morning you might find your windscreen, say el parabrisa, is covered in droppings, in bird poo. Droppings. So if you want to complain about it with your English speaking friends, you need to know the word dropping, right? My car was covered in droppings today. It's disgusting. I couldn't see. And it was really difficult to clean them with the windscreen wipers, right? They were just stuck hard on, those droppings. Bien. Pasamos a cómo usar la palabra drop como verbo. To drop. Eso es interesante porque nosotros... admitimos, reconocemos la responsabilidad de nuestras acciones con este verbo al decir que algo se nos ha caído. Se me ha caído el móvil. Se me ha caído. O sea, yo no tuve nada que ver en español, conceptualmente, pero en inglés sí. Yo lo dejé caer. In English we say, I dropped my mobile. Not it dropped to me. I dropped it. O sea, lo hice yo. Fue mi culpa. Aunque lo hice sin querer. I dropped the glass by accident. Yeah? Normally, when we use the verb to drop. We're implying that it falls out of our hand by accident. It wasn't intentional. We didn't do it on purpose. We just dropped it. Se nos cayó. Right? So, I dropped the glass and it smashed into 1,000 pieces. So, the first meaning of to drop is caerse or caersele. You know, I dropped my phone and smashed the screen. And it's always personal. I drop something, you drop something, Nacho drops something, right? We drop it. It doesn't happen to us, as it does in Spanish. When we do use the verb to drop in the passive is when we mean basically abandonaron algo. Abandonaron el proyecto. The project was dropped. Abandonaron la idea. The idea was dropped because it was considered to be too expensive, too costly to implement. When a player is dropped from a team, it means they are not picked. They're not picked, they're not selected, as you would say in Spanish, to play. Yeah, so he's been dropped from the national side. Pues ya no va a jugar para la sección. Why? Because he's been dropped. The coach, el mister, the coach has, or the manager, has decided to drop him or to drop her. No longer pick him, no longer pick her, right? She was dropped. She has been dropped. He has been dropped. So a useful verb there, if you want to use it in the passive, when talking about football or any other team sport. You can drop someone off. We mentioned the drop-off point earlier on. This is como, ¿te acerco? Do you want me to drop you off at the station? Because I know you've got a train to catch. Well, I can drop you off if you like. Then you don't need to park. I'll drop you off. Te dejo ahí. Yeah? Te acerco a la estación. I'll drop you off. Oh, I'll drop you. No hace falta usar off. Siempre, ¿eh? I'll drop you at the station. Where do you want me to drop you? Well, if you can just drop me on the corner, right? Just drop me on the corner. O sea, well, literally we're saying suéltame, ¿no? Déjame aquí en la esquina. Right? Drop me off at the corner. Or just drop me at the corner. Yeah, I can drop you off at the corner. No problem. Oh, no, I can't. Because there's some police there, so I can't stop there. I'll drop you off just around the corner. Yeah? About 20 metres down. Is that okay? Yeah, of course. No problem. Just drop me off wherever. So a useful verb there, to drop someone or to drop someone off. It means acercar a alguien a algún lugar en coche o dejar a alguien en un lugar determinante o determinado incluso. Bien, to drop someone a line means to write to them. I'll drop you a line. Yeah, I'll drop you an email. That's what we say now. I'll drop you an email. I'll drop you a line when I get there. Just so you know I'm there. I'll drop you a line with a few ideas. Yeah, I'm going on a trip and I'll have time to think about it on the plane and I'll drop you a line when I've got a few ideas to share with you. When we drop off, by the way, when we drop off, it means we go to sleep. Yeah, he was so tired, he just dropped off at his desk. So to drop off is dar una cabezada, right? It means usually to sleep involuntarily. You don't want to go to sleep, but you're so tired, your eyelids just close on you, and you drop off. Oh, look, he's dropped off again. Look, Grandpa's dropped off again, right? Yeah, Grandpa was sitting in the chair, and he likes his mid-morning nap, and he's dropped off. Okay, a nice little verb is to name drop. I don't know how you say this in Spanish. This is, we all know people like this. People who love to tell you about all the important or famous people they know, they rub shoulders with, or say codean, or they work with. They love saying, oh yeah, well, I was in Los Angeles the other day and I was, you know, just chatting with Brad Pitt and yeah, it's name dropping. Well, it's kind of to make yourself appear more interesting, more important than you really are just by association, by mentioning other people. Not things you do, but other people. Oh, yeah, I was talking to Jennifer Lopez and whatever, and yeah, we had a laugh. Like, oh, you're so interesting. No, you're not. It's them that are interesting. So to name drop is not actually a very positive thing. In fact, we even have a term to describe someone who behaves like that. A name dropper. He's such a name dropper, which means he's always throwing in names of people he's worked with or he knows. Two or three expressions. If you do something at the drop of a hat, it means you do it suddenly. Yeah. A la mas minima. Or like she's always crying. She cries at the drop of a hat. A la mas minima. Or you'll need to be there or be ready to be there at the drop of a hat. Yeah. De inmediato. Whenever I call you, you'll need to be there. And a drop in the ocean. You have a similar expression in Spanish. It just means it's not really relevant. It's not important. Una nimiedad. It's just a drop in the ocean. Nacho, thank you very much. You're a star. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back very soon for some more English English. So I'll leave you with Mickey and Marta. Take care. Ciao.
Listening to Vaughan Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
El MIP, o Máster en Inglés Profesional, está diseñado para los alumnos más exigentes, para aquellos cuyo futuro profesional requiere un alto nivel de inglés hablado y escrito, para aquellos que están dispuestos a ponerse en serio con el inglés con dedicación exclusiva. Se trata de un programa intensivo de 5 meses de duración que, al finalizar, el alumno habrá estado en contacto con el inglés durante más de 1000 horas, repartidas entre clases presenciales, horas de estudio y horas de inmersión en Baugentown. Y recuerda que